In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Church Sign says Jesus has two fathers.
Oxford picks an emoji as word of the year.
And a mascot against masturbation masturbates in public.
All these plus your voicemails coming up next.
Bear Podcast 591.
Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 591. And it's a Monday, November 16, 2015. We have a very, very busy weekend, Ray. Wow.
Well, you had a busy weekend.
Well, you did too. You had a big day yesterday. But what did you guys do yesterday? You went to
Texas Renaissance Festival.
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay. So you went there and... How was it? Was it raining? Was it cold?
It was sunny. It was actually a beautiful day, and it was packed.
Did you take pictures at all?
Nah.
No? It's the same thing as last year, and the same thing as the year before?
Same people from the trailer park there.
Oh, okay. So what did you guys eat? A steak on a stick?
Sausage on a stick, some fried potato chip-looking thing, Cajun fries, whatever they call them. Funnel cake. Ye old funnel cake.
Ye old funnel cake.
And that was about it.
I don't eat funnel cake too much. I think the last time I ate funnel cake was in a concert just because I was intrigued.
Yeah.
And I ate it and it's just so sweet and I don't know, at some point.
I had no energy in my, I thought my sugar was dropping, so I was like, here. So we split it.
Did it help?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I was just so tired by the time I got done yesterday. It was like, then I had to drive all the way back home. And
what's a funnel cake anyway? It's really just flour and sugar?
It's just fried dough.
Fried dough.
With powdered sugar on top of it. It's like fried pancakes, except it looks like a haystack or something.
Okay. So I wasn't too sure how good it was. I mean, I don't eat that much. It's good. If you're going to buy funnel cakes, you have to share it. Or if you're going to eat it alone, don't. Just share it with someone. Buy it for a group or, to share. But not necessarily to eat by itself because it's just so bad. Okay. And then what else? Shows? How about jousting?
No.
Irish jousting?
We basically walked around and looked at people and the food. And made the full circle, went through everything, and it was just like that was about it.
Okay.
Other than stopping and sitting and just watching people walk by. And
mm-hmm. Okay.
Seeing boobies.
Well, for one thing, you did go around noon. You left at noon?
We got there about 1 o'clock.
Almost 1 o'clock, okay.
And then left about...
Well, if you're not going to watch
left
any...
Left about 4 o'clock.
If you're not
so
going to...
Like 3 hours, I mean.
I guess if you...
I mean, Dead Bob has not changed his act in years.
And everybody feels like it's always different. Oh, sometimes at the middle... He would become political sometimes. It depends on what the issue of the week or something. Just one part, probably like a 10-second segment, he would say.
And I don't know if I went last year. I can't remember if I went. But I noticed this year that they'd done a lot of remodeling and added some new stalls, vendor stalls.
Oh, I got to see
that. And fixed some of the older ones up.
Yeah,
so,
I got to see
some
that.
Work like that. So it was nice to see they'd done that.
Maybe I should go next week. Maybe. It's still on. It goes on until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. Friday after Thanksgiving.
Or maybe Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah,
that Friday.
Do you guys, hey audience, you guys go to Renaissance Festival? Do you have one in your city? We always have one during this time of year. So
yeah. And Houston and Texas is big.
Yeah,
I mean it goes on for like 2 months, every weekend.
Yeah, it's almost every weekend.
And there's a big part, but the big topic yesterday was the orgies that happened.
You also talked about it.
We talked about it because
they
were like, "What?" Because I told about a former coworker that got knocked up.
Oh, really? And got knocked up? She was
in her 40s, and he was 22.
Oh wow!
He worked at one of the beer garden things.
Okay.
And it was an orgy weekend romance. I guess I don't know.
She wasn't careful.
Okay. I guess at that point she thought she was done.
Oh, really?
Psych.
No. if you're menstruating, you still do. You can still do
it. I don't know the whole story. I said, it was like, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, he's 21.
Oh, no.
Sounds anyway. Like my story.
Anyway, okay. So, what did we do? Oh, I actually went up with my team, The Wave. We went to Carback Brewery. They served, you know, they have simple menus like some pretzels and some mac and cheese and what do they have? They have Korean chicken wings.
Oh, so Young was there.
Yeah.
He's too old now. He's too old now.
He's not
Korean. He's not Korean chicken. Young Korean.
He's not chicken anymore. Yeah, he's not, Korean, yeah. But he's not Korean.
He's not chicken anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, so we did that and drank some beer. That was good. The place is pretty huge. I mean, it doesn't look big from the outside, but when you go inside it, then you realize they extend the whole place with there's a area where you can there's a black there could be a band playing if it's during the night. So it's pretty nice.
It's cool.
And then a couple of friends of ours, Mark and Kevin, came over, and we just hung out and Mike made some French onion soup. You got to try Mike's French onion soup tonight.
Mm-hmm. And on our France, which I know nothing about because we don't have internet or TV here.
Really? You haven't been reading about Okay, that's the topic later, okay? That's one of our topics, our first world problem. Okay, so, I also learned how to brine. It's so easy to brine. I didn't know.
You ever grind on somebody before?
No, not grind. Brine.
Oh, brine.
When you brine meat, it's really easy. You boil water, but you put in it, of course, lots of salt. You put thyme. Thyme? Yeah, ground pepper. You put maple syrup. You put
thyme in a bottle.
Yeah, thyme in a bottle, yeah. Or do the thyme warp again. So I did that, and it's pretty tasty by itself. And then you put your meat in it. Anyway, you have to, after boiling it, you have to wait about 2 hours to make it cool.
Boiled your meat?
Yes. And no, you don't boil the meat. You just make it boil. That's as is.
Oh, the brine.
The brine. You're making the brine. And then when it's room temperature, then you put the meat that you're going to marinate, or you want to brine. New brine. So you do that overnight. And it's pretty tasty. You tried the pork chops today, right?
Pork chops were good.
Yep. Yeah, that was brine. But that was just a few hours brining, but I guess it's still tasty.
Yeah.
So next time, I think what's good about brining is that you can control the sodium taste, the sodium. You can control the salt. As opposed to marinade, like from a bottle, like a barbecue sauce or soy sauce by itself, you end up trusting whatever the 2,000 milligrams of sodium inside that marinade that you're putting in your meat. So... But brining, you can control it. So it's just good. So I learned how to do it's healthier. I think it's healthier.
Can you make pickles yet?
Not yet. You pickle a lot. Okay, guys, Ray's favorite is cucumbers in vinegar. White vinegar?
White vinegar and water. It just makes them a little bit sweet.
How do you make it sweet?
The vinegar pulls the stuff out, makes them taste sweet.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah, that's Ray's favorite. So,
but when you make pickles, it's a whole different story.
Okay. So do you know?
It's like a brining, like pickling.
Oh, same thing. Yeah. Or a similar thing.
Similar thing, yeah.
Mm, okay, but you do it in vegetables.
Yep.
Oh, okay. You should try that. Want to do canning? Want to try canning, Ray? We're not gonna go that far. Okay. Let's. That's right. So last Saturday, you also tried to play Exploding Kittens. Guys,
yeah, wait a minute. Why are you exploding kittens? It's bad enough to make dim sum out of them. Or egg rolls. Now you got to blow the cats up.
You make shomai. Shomai. No dumplings.
Shomai kitty.
Yeah, exploding kittens. Yes, I don't know if you guys have played Exploding Kittens. It's available in Target if you're going to buy it. So we played the Not Safe for Work, which is good.
What was the Not Safe for Work version?
Oh, okay, it's basically the same.
Did y'all strip?
No. It's just the pictures. The pictures are just not safe for work. You got kittens with bikini cat. It's got, you know, how many nipples does a cat have? So there's many bikini, you know, bras around her, stuff like that. And some of them, they talk about dildos and everything. So the pictures themselves are not safe for work, but the whole game is really the same as the...
So it's not for kids?
No. There's a safe for work and then non-safe for work. The safe for work, it's just there's a bearded cat or a potato cat. It's just weird pictures. As opposed to not safe for work, they're really just not safe for work pictures. But the games are the same. The game is totally the same. So well, I mean, it was fun. It's very simple. You know, you shuffle cards. If it's your turn, you shuffle the deck, or you see the future. And the goal of the game is, if you hit an exploding cat, if you draw an exploding cat, you die unless you have a diffuse. You know, and then the next time, that's how people die. If you draw an exploding cat,
you get 9 lives.
No, you only have 1 life.
Well, then it's not a cat game.
No, but the humans has only 1 life. The cats don't. Anyway, you guys, if you guys are playing Exploding Kittens, let me know. It'll be fun. Okay, Ray, what's our first world problem this weekend?
No internet, no cable TV, which means I miss The Walking Dead.
And Talking Dead, and Into the Badlands, the premiere.
Missing Supergirl tonight, Gotham. Oh my God!
Oh God! First world problems.
Y'all just don't know.
Ray, okay, there is a solution.
We had to watch Tomorrowland last night, just because we had no internet.
Yeah, so
somebody had a copy of it.
We only have a local copy.
Which wasn't a bad movie, but
it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was good. However, Ray, you could have solved your problem by actually watching live on your phone. We could have done that. Oh, you don't have internet connection. You don't have enough. That's the problem. We don't have internet.
Well, that's the whole problem. All this happened, and I was my plan rolled over last night. So I was trying not to roll over and have to pay that extra $15 for another gigabyte.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen. I had to pay the 15. Ended up having to pay the 15.
Oh, you still did? Oh,
it went up. Like last night when I went to bed, it was at 102%, so it already charged me.
Oh, no.
And I don't think I get to keep that extra gigabyte till I use it up. It's just gone now.
Why don't you call them up? Maybe they'll give you some kind of forgiveness for those 2%.
It's for us, and then I forgive nothing.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so we could have watched it. We could watch it on my small phone.
Big screen.
It has to be a big screen. See, that's the problem.
You just don't get the full splatter effect on the little screen.
Oh, okay. I was watching it a little bit last night. It's not. They still haven't solved the Glenn problem, as far as I know. I haven't finished it, but we'll be able to watch it tomorrow. Don't worry, Ray. It's all on demand, so we can watch it tomorrow. Don't worry. Oh, poor Ray. First world problems. So what else do you do? That's the only thing you can do. We can watch it on our phones. I mean, when you have your full bandwidth capacity.
Well, I have about full bandwidth now because it rolled over and charged me for another gigabyte. So.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the only way. Poor Ray.
But I don't want to watch it on a phone. I have a nice big screen TV here and up in my bedroom that I can watch it on.
I wonder if you can. See, that's the problem. Maybe you can do it if you're using an Apple TV.
I couldn't have Netflix and chill. That's what really sucks. What about if just cables out? Just internet was out.
Too. Is that a saying, Netflix and chill? How come we always hear that? Or is it from you? I always hear it. Even I read it on Facebook, and people talk about Netflix and chill.
It's just like Cribs and that other.
Oh my God! It's one of those the crib, and we have a voicemail about that later. Oh my God!
Cowlick. It's just one of those things.
Cowlick. There's so many things I don't know.
First word
I'm
saying.
I'm so FOB. What can I say? I'm FOB. If you guys know what FOB is, FOB is fresh off the boat.
He ain't that fresh.
I'm not that fresh, but I guess at this point, is it just ignorance or I don't know those terms. I don't know. I didn't grow up with those words. Cowlick.
I think you live a very sheltered life until
Netflix
I came
and
along.
Chill. I hear all about it. Netflix and chill. What? Okay, if it was
have you not
Netflix,
seen the Netflix and chill videos on Facebook?
No.
You should look some up.
Okay, but no, Netflix and chill is when Netflix came out. Was it something before Netflix?
No.
Was it like?
It didn't come.
Football
Netflix
and chill.
And chill is a new, I'm coming over and we fucking. That's what it's code for.
Oh, see? I didn't know that. Netflix and chill means fucking?
Yes. It means like, oh, let's watch a movie in bed. Bam!
Fucking. Oh! So that's what it is. Yeah, but in your but
Ben
in your
comes over and we just going to watch Netflix and chill. Right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So I didn't say tonight. I was watching Netflix and chilling.
But yours was literal, though. Oh, it's not. Woo, I rubbed something there. It was not literal for Ray. Okay, let's move on. So,
all right, I guess we need to make the big announcement.
Yes, that's right. We have to do the big announcement. This is our last episode. No, it's not. It's not.
No.
It's not. We're planning to have, you know, the last episode of Bear Podcast will be episode 600. And it's been running for 10 years. It's more than 10 years now. And what do you guys think? Well, we're just, I think it's about time it's like movies. Oh, no, not movies, TV shows, seasons.
Yeah.
You have the 8th season of this, or you have, what is it? Sci-fi. Stargate. SG-1, 9 seasons.
No, they did 10.
They went 10?
I think it was 10.
Okay, yeah. See, at that point, you know.
It was the longest running sci-fi show on TVR.
Yeah. But should I say the plan? I guess I should say the plan.
The plan is that at episode 600 will be the last episode of Bear Podcast.
Yes, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. So start sending your farewells now, your favorite moments, favorite episodes. Start emailing them, calling us, leave us some voice messages. Because the bear's dead. Mm-hmm. Are going to die.
The what?
The bear's gonna die.
Really? is that the new news? Where did you get that news?
Well, we're not doing bear podcasts after.
Oh, that's right.
The bear's dead.
The bears will die. Episode 600 will be the death of all bears.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
We have arrived.
Okay. Anyway, okay. So that's this announcement, guys. I hope. If you have any comments, just email us show@bearpodcast.com and or voicemail. What's the voicemail name?
206-222-2327. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then don't wait till the last minute because then we'll have a whole show of nothing but voicemails and we'll have to pick through them.
That's right. Okay, should we do this or just go to the... I think I want to talk about this really quick.
Okay.
About the... it's an idea I got from Reddit about eating pizza.
Oh, I like the other Reddit idea better.
What?
The one where the parents demanded that the son give them money after he won the lottery.
Oh, that's a better topic then.
Yes.
So what happened? Okay, yeah.
All right. Okay. Already,
let's set it up.
Posted on the Gay Geek Bazaar, but this guy won the lottery. I don't know how much. I can't remember how much it was. It was a decent sum of money, like $17 million or something like that.
Oh, no. Well, it's more. It's $100 million. It's a lot.
I don't know, because he was talking about he was going to learn how to invest it so he could live the rest of his life. He'd won enough that he could retire, but he didn't want to go crazy and blow it all. But anyway, the moral of the story is he offered to pay off his parents' mortgage and their cars and bills and stuff. And they said, oh, you owe us more than that.
Actually, even before that, the parents kicked him out. Is he kicked? He was
no,
kicked
they
out.
Didn't, they did not.
But kick, he that's not a proof of his life.
They did not approve. They found out he was gay when he was 15, and from 15 on, they made his life a living hell until he graduated high school and moved out to college. So, and they're still very cold about the whole gay thing.
Okay.
But then they come up and demanded that because they're his parents that he should give them more money.
How old is he? I would say
he's 28.
He's 28 years old. I would say,
and I'm single.
That's wrong. Are you looking for a sugar son? Anyway, so the gay guy, he has millions. I would say if I were in his shoes, I would pay the mortgage and probably pay for my college because I was already graduated. I think he's a graduate of college, right?
Yeah, he's already graduated college.
Yeah, pay the college.
But I think
fee.
He put himself through college. I think that's the way.
Oh, then yeah, then that's all bets are off on that one. Just the mortgage then.
I think the best suggestion that came up on Reddit about it was, look, take some of the money, set it away as a trust for your parents, pay their bill, their mortgage and stuff off. And that way, as they get older, they have a way to cover their expenses.
Mm-hmm. How much? $500,000 too. A quarter million.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's got to look at that and see what he wants to do. But that was the best suggestion that I read out of all of them. Most of them are like, yeah, I didn't do all this stuff. And I was like, well, you know what? And he was like, they're still my parents. So my thought was pay the mortgage off, whatever bills they got, and then put a little bit aside so he don't have to worry about paying their bills as they get older. As they go into retirement and nursing home and stuff, it's a trust fund set up for them. Mm-hmm. And that way, if something happens to him, that money's there for them.
Mm-hmm. But then the parents says, the parents would say, said, we want a quarter million. We want 1/4 of what you have. I think it's 100 million, so that's why. We want one fourth of what you want. I think that's a lot. That's way too much than, you know, to give to parents. So, well, to his parents, you know, in this opinion. Yeah, I think that's the best. That's the best solution. Just to give them a trust fund or something.
Something like that.
Like so when they reach 65, then okay, then this is the allotted money. But still, it depends on how much.
Well, I mean, he's got to look at that and see what it's going to take them to support them in the lifestyle that they've been in for this long. So, and then it's up to him. I mean, he don't have to do anything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought it was nice that he was doing that. Some kids wouldn't even do that for their parents. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're sometimes disappear.
But then the demand, but them to come up and demand that he does more because they're just his parents, I think it's a lot, especially if they treated him the way that he said he was treated.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's kind of an ass move.
I mean, he said there is still that still distant, cold, white people with parents who have gay kids relationship. So, mm-hmm. So it's not gotten any better since he's gotten older.
Since they made it difficult for him, then he should make it difficult for them.
I don't think it's difficult, but fair. I think he owes them something because they are his parents, but I don't think he owes him the whole what his parents think they owe him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, a trust fund would be good. Like when they reach 65, then they get this amount of money to make them maybe even quadruple their social.
I don't know. Right? I look at it this way. Parents treat their kids a certain way, and their kids are the ones that have to take care of their parents when they get older. So they better watch how you treat your kids. Not saying don't be strict on your kids and make them do right and all that, but just remember, the shit you give out comes back to bite you in the ass one day. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. Words of wisdom from Ray.
So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so what do you guys think? Let us know. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, the first article is an accidental pro-homosexual thing that a pastor did. So I thought it's, but he didn't know that he was actually supporting the gay agenda. Is there a gay agenda? No, he's supporting the gays, supporting the gays. Okay, here's the article from Queerty. Unintentional pro-homosexual church sign sparks international controversy. Members of the St. Columbia Brigid Roman Catholic Church in Buffalo, New York, suffered a serious crisis of faith after their pastor posted a shocking message on the church's sign last week. And it said, Jesus had two dads.
He did.
And he turned just fine. That's the message.
He turned out just fine.
He turned out just fine. And a photo of the sign quickly began circulating on social media, attracting negative attention from other Catholics all over the world and the people who felt it promoted same-sex parenting. Okay, let's think about it. The way they say it, you know, Jesus had two dads and he turned out fine. Well, who are his dads? Joseph and
the big G-O-D.
Then God. So two dads in a way. And then what happened to Virgin Mary then? She's a surrogate. See, Virgin Mary's a surrogate mother.
Pretty much, she was a surrogate mother.
Yeah, because if she's, you know, well, yeah, anyway. So yeah, he is a stepfather and the other one's a father. I don't know. Okay, so when the word got...
Well, they both equally raised him.
Yes, that's true.
To a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. When the word got back to Reverend Roy T. Herberger, that his 10-word sign had literally caused an international outcry, he quickly took it down. In an interview with Buffalo News, Herberger said the whole thing was a misunderstanding and that he never intended to promote a pro-homosexual message.
God works in mysterious ways.
That's right. It planted in his mind. And he says, I just Googled funny church signs, he said, and adding that he thought the message was about fathers and stepfathers, not gay dads. Well,
it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter to you. So my only purpose was to say, look, hang in there, people. Understand what you're going through. And people understand what you're going through. And don't give up on yourself, he added. So I guess the message was also nice at the end. But then, yeah, he unintentionally made the gay sign. And then, yeah.
Well, I think people are so homophobic, they took it as a gay sign.
Everybody, yeah, they took it as a gay sign, and they had flack over that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but probably because the big controversy has been the two dads on the soup, on the Campbell soup commercial lately. The Star Wars dads.
Oh, are they? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luke, I'm your father. Feed him soup. Feeding and the two soup. Dads are saying that, so. It's a cute commercial. But anyway.
Yeah, it was cute. And then, of course, people had to chime in.
Anyway, on to the geek. Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is an emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Oxford Dictionary word of the year is much about capturing the cultural zeitgeist as a reflecting evolution of the English language and is truer than ever in 2015. For the first time ever, the institution chose emoji, the tears of joy icon you see above,
yeah, put the picture.
To win the honor. Yes, actual words lost out. This is an odd decision, to put it mildly. But Oxford notes that the use of the word emoji more than tripled in the space of the past year when the tears image was the most popular emoji worldwide. If you're still upset, just be thankful that some of the runner-ups didn't make the cut. There are a few good candidates, such as ad blocker, kind of like cock blocker, dark web, but Oxford could have also picked something groan-inducing as lumbersexual or on fleek.
I just
groaned. Like my hair was not today. It was not on fleek. So let's just hope that this doesn't become a habit. While emojis are more popular than ever, we're pretty sure that the modern vocabulary includes more than pictures.
See, that's the point.
But that's the whole thing. A lot of stuff is sent. Sometimes you just get the emojis. You don't get words, and it says it all.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's true. And that's the point of Oxford. What is in the culture? Not necessarily because they're words, but if it's a picture that depicts a lot of things.
That's right. If you send something like a poop emoji, it can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like your Halloween costume.
That's right, like my Halloween costume. Okay, so we have that. And then, of course, it's an emoji of a guy with the yellow face laughing and crying because he's laughing. It's an LOL, LOL thing. It's funny that people are using emojis. I do not use emojis. I rarely do. I mean, when you put a smiley and creates a smiley emoji, that's good because I type it anyway. Do you use a lot of emojis when you type?
Sometimes I use emojis.
What particular ones? I don't go over the smiley.
Usually the smiley or the crying or the pouty one.
Oh, really? How about the red one? The angry face.
Actually, I use the devil a lot. The smiling devil.
A smiling devil.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm a priest at heart.
Right. Anyway, so yeah. Do you guys use emoji? I mean, I guess it's really popular right now, especially because of mobile apps, being popularized. And of course, it's so easy right now that even iPhone and iOS extends it. They keep adding more good ones. Yeah, like the poop emoji just came out recently, I think.
No, that's been there a while.
No? Oh, it's been there a lot? Okay.
Yeah, it's been there since the beginning, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, on with the bizarre. Okay, Christian anti-masturbation's mascot, Fappy, arrested for public masturbation while swimming naked with the dolphins at SeaWorld in San Diego.
Oh.
So it is weird. Okay, in an ironic twist of fate, a mascot for a Christian anti-masturbation group was arrested today for masturbating in public. The mascot, along with his organization, Stop Masturbation Now.
Why would you want to do that?
That's the name of the organization.
Why?
Stop Masturbation. Recently finished a federally funded 31-city nationwide school tour.
Bagging bitches.
Which they claim focused on educating children about the dangers and consequences of masturbation.
Didn't solve that problem with the high school here. This got that clap outbreak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Fappy, nice name, the anti-masturbation dolphin, whose real name is a 37-year-old Paul Horner, was arrested at SeaWorld after employees notified police about a man swimming in the dolphin tank with nothing on except a dolphin mascot head. So Lonnie Childs, who is the president and founder of Stop Masturbation Now, spoke with reporters about the future of the organization after this recent setback. Okay, this is just weird. I mean, they have it's federally funded. Okay, so thanks to your tax dollars, Fappy has helped tens of thousands of children learn to live a masturbation-free lifestyle.
Right.
During his countless visits to schools around the world, Fappy has collected thousands of signatures from children promising to never masturbate.
Right.
And he has done amazing things, Childs says. It is a shame how the media is portraying Fappy right now. Paul Horner is a great man. He is passionate about his work. He loves being Fappy. And he especially loves the kids.
Right.
They even have a nickname for him. They call him the Tickle Monster.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. This is creepy. Like it's getting creepier.
This sounds like pedophilia all the way here.
It's like the gay, the geek, and the creepy. Yeah. Okay, but now all of that is possibly ruined by some trumped up charges by the San Diego 5-0. Such a shame. Childs continue, because of course she refuses to listen. So these lies about Fappy
like
is
most
sick.
Teabaggers.
Yes. These lies about Fappy sicken me to my very core. The security guards who observed the crime in question need to be investigated. What is their motive? Are they masturbators? Are they agents of big masturbation? What are their crimes? These are the questions that must be addressed. Really?
So my question is, he's gone beyond masturbation if he was doing it with the dolphins, because then that's...
It's for learning purposes. He's doing it for science.
He's having sex with animals. That's bestiality.
That's bestiality already. And it's a mammal.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what they say.
Okay.
Once you go fin.
You'll never retain.
Yeah.
How do you say
Once you go fin, the deeper you go in.
Okay, so she's saying... God, this is just weird. So the security guards who observed the crime's question need to be investigated. And what is their motive? Are they masturbators? Are they agents of big masturbation? What are their crimes? These are the questions that must be addressed. Furthermore, we have found that over the years, the only thing that Fappy beats are all the fraudulent charges brought against him. I have activated my prayer app and I ask each and every one of you to keep Fappy in your prayers until this master misunderstanding is resolved. She's got a prayer app. Oh my God.
I'm sure there's a video of this somewhere.
Okay. So 40-year-old Phil Freedom, he who was visiting the park with his two boys, witnessed the act in question. So it's just not the security guards. These people are also visiting the park and saw this.
But is Phil a masturbator?
I'm sure he is. Or there were at least two times that he did not masturbate, that he fucked his wife. So he had two boys. At least two times he didn't masturbate. Okay, this man was just standing there naked, furiously masturbating and staring through the glass at those dolphins with so much anger. Why is he angry?
Because he doesn't masturbate.
He's been holding up for so long.
And
he chose to masturbate right then. So he then climbed into the water with only with the dolphin's mascot head and began attempting to hump those innocent porpoises. It was absolutely horrifying. See, this bestiality. Oh my God. Okay. So.
And our tax dollar funded Flappy. That's all I got to say.
That's right. Okay. So, there are comments in this same article. We're going to post it on the
website. There's a VA bill that just got shot down that would expand Medicare for veterans. And
they funded
Flappy.
They fund Fappy to do stop.
They funded Fappy. I'm sure Ted Cruz had something to do with it.
Oh yeah,
so he's probably the head masturbator, head time masturbator.
Yeah. So these are the comments from their article. Okay. So this is so outrageous, and my tax dollars fund this federally funded organization. I'm calling my senator now. So tomorrow. See you tomorrow. So this is outrageous. How is this not The Onion or South Park for that matter?
Well, they ain't had a chance to make that episode yet.
Yeah, oh my God, that's giving him an idea already. You're going to make it this probably will. So there's nothing wrong with masturbation. It's healthy. If any of these goddamn crazies come near my kid, I'll split their damn head open. Okay, last one is, I just called my senator and reported this. How horrible that my tax dollars are funding this nonsense.
But they want to defund Planned Parenthood.
That's right. They would, yeah. Oh, well, that's the point. They prefer people masturbating than them having contraception.
Well, they don't want them to masturbate, and they don't want them to have sex.
Yeah, they don't want them to have. They prefer. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Yeah, they want them to masturbate. They don't want them to have sex. What are they going to do? They're going to, oh my God, that's good. You know, 100% of these kids are lying. You think so? Yeah, sure. Yes. We're not going to masturbate. We pledge we're not going to masturbate. I'm sure they do. Maybe. Oh, God, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird. Okay, let's go. Oh, we have a voicemail. Yeah, we have all this feedback.
Here somebody actually called us.
Somebody called us. This is a voicemail from Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. My name is Jay, also known as Honk Cub.
Hey.
I am a longtime listener and first-time caller. And for some reason, there was a couple of things on your last show that that possessed me to call in. One was that I was just shocked as hell that Nard had never heard the word crib used before.
There you go.
It's a lot Nard didn't know about.
Or a flat or whatever. I don't really watch MTV. I'm older than the crib generation. I'm actually the age of the initial MTV release generation.
So he's my age.
Crib, but I certainly know of it as a term. And also, but I also wanted to back up Nard when he was talking about the wackos in Florida. I believe he's correct. I don't know the exact information, but it's something about Florida's, I don't know whether it's the police or something, where they have to release these stories as opposed to, like, you know, people not, the general public not seeing them. So there is something to what he was saying. I've heard that before. I'm just not sure the exact reason why that happens, but Florida is a pretty big state and there's a lot of transplants. I used to live there, so I guess that's maybe where I'm descending a little bit. But there's a lot of people that are there from other states. I mean, hardly anybody seems like they ever were actually born in Florida. But I don't really believe they have more crazy people. I think they just get reported more. Anyway, guys, just wanted to tell you that I love the show. Keep up the good work and take care. Bye.
Thank you.
I believe that since Florida looks like a giant dick, all the crazy just flows down south and wanders on through Florida, and that's how it got. Right. That's why it's so crazy in Florida.
Okay, so I remember this topic we were talking about. I think he talked about the police. I think what the police does is they actually send out these reports directly to the media, to newspapers, whereas in other states, I'm just guessing this, but I think this is how it does, how it works. In other states, they do have it for public, but somebody goes in, somebody has to go in to look for it. Oh, this is a good article. I'm going to write about this. Whereas in...
Well, every state has a crazy, but I think...
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure equally all states.
I've yet to meet anybody that was born in Florida that wasn't a little on the cuckoo side. Sorry. That's right. I went to school with a couple people that were from Florida, and it was like, oh my God.
Okay, so thank you, Jay. Thank you for the voicemail.
That's thank you for calling in, Jay. I wish more people would do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you only have 9 more episodes,
to go. Okay.
Maybe somebody will call in. Oh my God.
Oh my God. All right, so next is a YouTube feedback about the they did a feedback on the Sudden Decadence video 2015 that I posted last Labor Day weekend. Okay, it's from JSSPSS. Is that like
Just piss.
Okay, JSSPSS. Just piss. He says that the old man pride. Everyone looks at least 40. That's what's happening right now, I guess. Yeah, it looks like it. If you saw the parade, everybody is at least 40. All the men and the women, actually, not just the older men. I guess, some of the girls, there were dancers in there.
But most younger people are still passed out and ain't got woke up from their hotel rooms or they passed out on Bourbon Street the night before. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
Or come out the bathhouse or the hotel room they were getting gang banged in or whatever.
Yep.
Hopefully they were all on prep.
Hopefully. That's right. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. I enjoy the show. It's pretty good. We have good articles and good topics. Let's talk about it just really quick about Paris.
I can't talk about Paris Hilton. I don't like her.
Not her. Not Paris Hilton. Good Lord. Talk about Paris, France.
I can't talk about that either because I don't have TV to watch the news on to find out what's going on.
God. Don't you read on your Facebook feed? It's all over.
All I know everybody about Paris is that everybody's changed their photos to the Paris flag colors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stuff that says pray for Paris, and there's other ones saying don't pray for Paris. Religion's what's got us into this mess. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's probably a different topic. But then
number of atheist terrorists zero.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so yeah, condolences to the families who lost people there at the Paris shootings and the I guess it's a massacre there. It's really sad in Paris, and there were articles that I read about people who were performing there and then people just turning back because they had guns and it's really horrible. So condolences to the friends and families of those who were lost in that Paris incident. So, wow, what a way to end the show. By the way, anyways, if you have your comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or call and leave us a voice message just like our buddy Jay did at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show just like we did Jay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And subscribe via iTunes and YouTube and Vimeo. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can also follow us on facebook.com/bearpodcast. Also Twitter, twitter.com/bearpodcast. You can go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching, for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.